The story is called The Wounds of Padre Pio That Never Healed. They call these stigmata, five wounds on his hands and his feet and in his side. And this is one version of how Padre Pio received these stigmata. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we give you a series, we present you a series of short stories on the life of Padre Pio. And he was a great saint, he was a Capuchin friar, mystic, he was a miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we wish to thank our protected Child of Padre Pio patrons for your support. And we have this program running, Protected Child of Padre Pio. A number of people have joined, and this enables us to print and to distribute many, many leaflets. 30 or 40,000 extra are now being distributed on Padre Pio so that they can all learn more about his life. And for a lot of people, this is going to be a lifeline. Perhaps they've stopped attending Mass and they receive a grace because of receiving this leaflet. We've had a number of comments like that. So thank you again for your support. It was the 29th of March, 1966, when a padre, a Father Raffaele of St. Elias da Pianisi, that's his full name, began a series of discussions with Padre Pio on how he had actually received the stigmata. The wounds of our Lord, as we said, in his hands and his feet. Now, Padre Pio's stigmata first became visible in September of 1918. And this discussion is happening 48 years later. And Padre Pio has remained so humble about these wounds that that's still a mystery amongst people. And all this time, perhaps, did become a bit obscured as to how the wounds had happened. There are a number of saints, Saint Francis of Assisi and Saint Gemma Galgana. There's a number of them who have also received the stigmata. But Padre Pio was the first priest to receive the stigmata. So Padre Raffaele had questioned Padre Pio on two other occasions, and that was in May 1966 and March of 1967. And he wanted to really know more about these stigmata of Padre Pio. How did he receive them? So through these discussions, 48 years after Padre Pio had actually received these stigmata, we learned a number of new things about how these wounds had occurred, and these wounds that were so similar to those of our Lord from his crucifixion. And it seems to be totally miraculous. Now, the wounds in Padre Pio's side, that's between the ribs, there was quite a long, deep wound there, had first opened or appeared in August of 1918, when Padre Pio was just 31 years old. And at that point, he received what is called the transverberation, or others have called it the mystical wound of love. And you can find out more about this in the readings of St. John of the Cross or St. Teresa of Avila. They describe this as if a seraphic being, perhaps an angel, appears, and with a sword or a lance in his hand, he thrusts this lance right into the person's soul. And sometimes they are bodily, there's a bodily injury and intense agony. It's a mystical wound of love. And since then, since 1918, the wound in Padre Pio's side never closed. And frequently, at least every morning, we're told by Padre Raffaele, Padre Pio would have to change his clothing because the clothing had become so soaked with blood from the wound. Throughout his life, this wound just continued to bleed. So now, how Padre Pio actually received the stigmata? And this happened in 1918, on the 20th of September, between 9 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock in the morning, Padre Pio was in the church, in the choir of the church, and there he was praying near the cross, he said, that was there, when he had this vision. He said he was alone, and then a deep calm prevailed at the time. And it seemed the cross had transformed itself into a large being. Perhaps an angel, perhaps our Lord himself, a figure radiating light with flaming arrows coming out. And he said, these arrows penetrated his hands and his feet. At another time, Padre Raffaele recounts a slightly different story. And he says, when Padre Pio said, the shining arrows emanated from the wounds of our Lord on the cross, when it turned into this great figure in front of him in this vision, my hands and my feet were wounded. And so now, why did the stigmata actually happen? Well, Padre Pio had been praying, and he was in an ecstasy of love at one point, and he was contemplating him who suffered so much for us, that is our Lord on the cross. In this ecstasy, Padre Pio humbly asked if he could actively participate in our Lord's pains, in his sufferings of his crucifixion, and to suffer all in his body exactly as Jesus had suffered, to become a second cross. So it seems this prayer that Padre Pio had made was answered in a spectacular way. He received the stigmata, as we said, in his hands and his feet. He had the stigmata in his side as well. And it is through his desire to suffer with our Lord mystically, to become this alter Christus, another Christ. And these wounds were apparently intensely painful. And Padre Pio literally had to crawl back to his room, and there he took days to recover. 50 years later, these wounds, they just suddenly disappeared just before his death, leaving not even a scar. And apparently the fragrance that is associated with Padre Pio, often it would emanate, it would come out of these wounds, and it was a beautiful fragrance of flowers, they say. And we encourage you, do enroll your Mass prayer intentions for this Mass, which we have said every Friday. We bring your intentions in this Mass to Padre Pio, and also we bring Padre Pio's intentions for all of us in this Mass. So do enroll, and also remember, if you're new, that you must subscribe to this channel and click that reminder bell.